Today, the Obama administration released the damaging Waters of the U.S. finalized rule. Now, this is the very regulation opposed by virtually every farm organization and commodity group and other business interests all throughout rural America. I am sorry to say I even have to make this announcement. As expected, the rule is bad news for rural America. As chairman of the Agriculture Committee, the Senate Agriculture Committee, I'm proud to champion agriculture. We will lead the charge in pushing back against EPA's egregious federal overreach. Now, in March, we held a hearing in the Ag Committee on the impacts of EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule on agriculture. And the message from farmers and ranchers all across this country was clear. This is the wrong approach and the wrong rule for agriculture and rural America. Now, a major news story raises serious questions about EPA's role and actions during the public comment period to garner support for the proposed rule. EPA inappropriately influenced the rulemaking process. EPA not only stacked the deck against farmers and ranchers, it ignored them. This Waters of the U.S. regulation is the number one concern I hear about in farm country, again, all across the country. That's why I have helped introduce the Federal Water Quality Protection Act. This requires EPA to go back to the drawing board and restart the rulemaking process to include stakeholders, especially agriculture. I want to make it clear, all of us want to protect clean water. I mean, who wants dirty water? Come on. Especially agriculture. Especially agriculture knows the value of clean water. However, farmers and ranchers cannot be ignored. The EPA's conduct on this rule confirms my belief that the administration is not listening. Any American who feels aggrieved by their government now has no voice as a result of this rule and this procedure. And this is a real problem.